This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries Incorporated. Kingdom Ministries, in conjunction with the Litchfield Church of God, is dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of God's literal coming kingdom in simplicity, in a simple way that you can understand the true hope of the Christian church. It's not a mystery. The Bible reveals Jesus as the Messiah, God's only begotten Son, a totally separate being from God, the creator of the heaven and earth. Jesus died for our sins. Jesus rose again. Jesus lives today at the right hand in heaven, at the right hand of his Father. And Jesus is coming again. The angels who stood by the apostles at the time of Jesus' ascension in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and verse 11, said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." I'd like to have you get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil or pen and write down the passages that we're going to be considering, that you continue to be a student of the Word of God, to study the Word, to know what it says for yourself, to be able to give a reason for the hope that is in you, to be able to answer with a surety that you know Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he is your Savior. And when he comes again, you will be one of his chosen ones because you have walked with him. We need to abide in Christ. I'm going to give you a message of hope today, as I usually try to do each week. A message of hope as we go into this coming week, because this is the Sunday, the last Sunday of 2009, and we're going to be going into a brand new year, and we don't know what that year has in store for us. You know, a lot of people make recommendations. Sometimes they make resolutions, and they have hopes, and they have dreams of things that they'd like to do and things they'd like to accomplish. And sometimes people are successful, but most often when we make resolutions, we don't fulfill them. Our want-tos can't keep up with our can-dos sometimes. And we have the best of intentions, but we sometimes fall short. Now, I want you to know from God's word that God really indeed loves you as an individual. Because Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 says that God showed or commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God provided a Savior. We've just finished the Christmas season, and Jesus was born in a manger. Jesus was born in the manger to grow up among his peers. He lived an exemplary life. He demonstrated what the kingdom of God was going to be like, the kingdom of when it is established in the future. He gave them a taste of what it was going to be like by touching those who could not see and made them see. He touched those that could not hear. He touched, opened the ears of the deaf. He cleansed lepers. He got rid of demons for those who were demon-possessed. And in several circumstances, he even brought people back to life. These were samples of what the future is really going to be like. They were a taste of the kingdom of God. It was a taste of a perfect world. But a taste is not the whole meal. That was not the kingdom established completely. The establishment of God's kingdom is future. Jesus demonstrated the kingdom of God to the people in his day. And as we just saw in the book of Acts chapter 1, that Jesus ascended to the throne of God in heaven. But the angels that stood by said, "This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." And the Bible is very clear and very detailed in its message. Jesus is coming again. And although Jesus himself said in Matthew 24 that of the day and the hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone, we have signs and signals to prepare us. And we're living in a very dangerous, but yet very exciting age, when we're seeing the prophecies of the Bible coming to pass, being fulfilled before our very eyes in world events. We see the rumblings of war in the Middle East amongst Russia and Iran and Israel and Iraq and Afghanistan and those areas over there in a state of continual turmoil. And yet we have political leaders trying to establish peace. And the Bible says when they cry peace and safety, lift up your heads for your redemption draws nigh. Israel is God's chosen people. Israel, even though they don't accept Jesus as their Savior, they're still God's kids. And they are, because God's word says so, they will turn and accept Jesus as their Messiah. The land of Israel belongs to Israel because God gave it to them. He gave it to Abraham and to all of his descendants. And he made them a promise in the book of Genesis that it would be their land for all eternity. He said, "Walk north and south and east and west, and all the land that you see will be yours for all your descendants." And that was a promise made to Abraham before he even had any kids. Yet Abraham believed God for what God said. And because he believed, it was counted as righteousness. You and I need to believe like Abraham. Believe God for what he says. We need to trust God for our future. We have no idea what the year 2010 has in store for us. We anticipate some great things, and we make sometimes resolutions, and we have hopes and we have dreams, but no doubts in the lives of many people, calamity will occur. Catastrophes will take place. We will have people that we know will come down with terminal illnesses. People we know will die. There will be sadness. Every year is the same. Yet we continue to have hope of a better day. And that better day is coming. But we don't know the day. Jesus does not know the day. But we do know this in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 29. A sign of Jesus' coming is given to us, a glimmer of the future, what to keep our eye open for. Jesus himself said, "But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light and the stars will fall from the sky and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. Matthew 24, 29 through 31. What a great time that's going to be. That last trumpet that is going to sound. There are seven trumpets mentioned in the book of Revelation. The seventh trumpet is the time when Jesus returns and the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord God and his Christ. That's Christ Jesus. And at that time, when Jesus returns, there will be the angels will go forth with the sound of a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. That is when the great resurrection takes place, when those have lived and died in Christ are brought back to life, literally raised back to life, changed to immortality, changed from corruptible to incorruption, never to die again. It's at that time they will live again. We will receive our reward at that time, together with all the saints of all the ages, made immortal, and then to rule and reign. And from that time forth, we will always be with Jesus. I don't know what this new year's got in store, but I know it's got some exciting times, and Lord willing, maybe this will be the year that Jesus returns. May God bless you.